The Guardian.
This week on the Guardian Books podcast, Richard Lee talks to Chinese author and filmmaker Zhu Wen, whose short stories lay bare the contradictions of modern Chinese life. We begin with a short reading from Wheels, where the narrator is surprised by an offer of a loan to help pay off a local gangster. For purposes of clarity, it's important to note Zhu Wen's use of the word Rowan is in fact the word loan.
He took out 1,000 yuan from inside his dead jacket and threw it down on the table. "This is a Rowan. From me to you," he said. "I don't care where you repay me, but you'll have to find the rest yourself," he said. I found all of this deeply moving. I'd always thought I only had a 500 yuan friendship with Hao Qiang, but now it turned out I was worth 1,000 to him, but I stuffed the money back in his pocket and told him I'd decided not to pay up. "You mad?" he asked. "Don't you give a fuck about yourself? Aren't you worth 3,000 yuan? That's another question altogether," I said.
The Chinese author Zhu Wen revolutionized Chinese fiction with a series of caustic short stories published between 1994 and 1995, published in the UK last year as I Love Dollars. In them, he paints a brutal picture of life in a country caught between cutthroat capitalism and communist platitudes. He's here in the UK as part of China Now, a showcase for the very best of modern China. So, the characters in your stories are buffeted by forces beyond their control. They're attacked by gangsters or hoodwinked by strangers, responding with fatalistic incomprehension or with doomed defiance. Is this how ordinary people are responding to the rapid changes in China today?
I think so. I'm an ordinary, quite ordinary people. Ordinary means, I think, means he can express what he feels. In China, it's very difficult. There's rare people can do that. Yeah, they always keep in silence. So, I think speaking out and face to the reality of China, it's a writer's job. You must do it.
And you feel that your stories are speaking for a reality that is happening to Chinese people today, very clearly?
I think so.
Your stories have a very relaxed feel, with the dialogue running pell-mell into the prose around it. Was this a voice that you modelled on any particular writers? Were there writers who inspired you to write in this way?
I don't think I have any particular writer inspired me. I was an engineer before I start my writing career. And I did it without any training, actually. Of course, I'm an expert for literature. And maybe I had the gift. I have the gift.
You haven't been writing fiction now for almost 10 years. What's it like for you to appear here as a writer, to come back to these stories after so long?
Just before my coming, I read my story again. I think it's really fantastic. 10 years passed, 15 years passed, but my story is still new.
Do you think that your readers in China,
yes,
only just now catching up with where you were 10 or 15 years ago?
Sometimes, I think sometimes you have to stop and wait a little bit for your read to come around with you, to catch you, yeah.
And I wanted to ask if you have any plans to return to fiction in the future.
I have no plan. Right now, I have no plan to come back to literature. And my many friends and many readers tried many times to persuade me to come back to literature. I always have a feeling the story between me and the literature is not ended yet.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.